Amanda Harrington was in Italy 3 years ago when she visited a hospital to report being raped. The Whitefish Bay resident says the receptionist who attended to her didn't ask immediately for her name or passport. Instead, she asked whether Harrington wanted to take the morning after pill. At the time, Harrington says she was baffled because it hadn't yet occurred to her that the man who raped her could have gotten her pregnant. But she says she realizes now how important the question was.
Being asked if I wanted EC pulled me out of my catatonic shock and reminded me that I could, in fact, still make decisions about my body and what is done to it.
Abortion opponents don't roundly oppose this plan. The Wisconsin Catholic Conference calls it unnecessary, but says it won't stand in the way as long as hospitals can still test to make sure a woman is not pregnant before they treat her. But Matt Sandy of Pro-Life Wisconsin says the trouble is that this bill does not define what a pregnancy is or how to test for it. His group is against all forms of contraception.
I've often used the analogy that this situation can be likened to a hunter who sees something moving behind the bushes and he or she refrains their fire until they are sure that it is not a person. And we must act with the same restraint in protecting newly conceived life. We must err on the side of innocent human life.
Chances are good this measure will pass the Senate, where its sponsor is the Democratic Majority Leader. Its future in the Assembly is less certain. Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch has expressed some reservations with the plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.